Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
posture of worship.
I think about God, how he woke us up early this morning. I think about how he started us on our way to do this, we call another day. I really believe in his Holy Spirit. I really believe how he come in and blesses us with these songs. And it might not never touch no one, but sometimes you just need to get a little fresh spirit there, because if you listen to the words of the song, You listen to the words, and the songwriter said, I can see clearly now while on my knees, you know. Yeah. That's when understanding come, when you humble yourself and you get down on your knees. You know, we talked about yesterday how God used John, you know. You know, John was a humble servant, you know. You know, John didn't put the ministry down when he could have put it down, you know, made all kind of excuses, you know, and said this what he seen towards this king married his brother's wife, you know. He could have put it aside. Said, I don't want to hurt their feelings. I don't want to disrupt what they love. They have one another. But he told them the truth about it, and he told them she and him should not marry. And we learned that how God in this ministry, you're gonna say some things, you're gonna do some things, and people. I've learned, and this might gonna mess a lot of people up, that there are spiritual levels, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And then, you know, when God gives something to somebody, don't make it think, because you hear it and thinking it's wrong. Maybe you're not spiritual, understanding why God allowed he or her to say it. That's where we're at now today, you know what I'm talking about? And I really believe that when God give them something to say, You know, talking about if they stay with the script, stay with the word of God, you know, it can comfort you in such a time like this. Because when you get on your knees, maybe you can't get there physically, but you can get there spiritually, and you ask God about it, you know, talking about, and he'll visit you. He'll help you, you know. I thank you for the faithful ones that came out yesterday, man. I always thank you for the people to come support this ministry, man. You don't, I know you don't have to do it. You know, you wake up and you know, it surprised me some of y'all came on yesterday. You know, I just think about, you don't have to put a post up and say you're on. You know, people are going to call in, they're going to call in. I thank God for the ones that had something to do, you know, and couldn't come out, you know. But I do know this ministry has to go on because God made a plan. I think about my brother, Brother Dexter. I think about Brother Wayne. They were, really, them two were one really hit it real strong. They the one that was urging us to do it on the back line. I mean, on the front line, you know. And I thank God for what they did, you know. And I know it was structured a way that we said we need to be on 5 days a week, you know. And back then I knew that was a powerful thing to do, you know. I'm talking about come out and do the ministry 5 days of week, out of the week. Five days, Monday through Friday, to get a, man, you got pastors in a church don't do that. You know what I'm talking about? Physically in a church to bring the word every day. You know what I'm talking about? And trying to be a way that he can encourage the people, that let the people know we living in a time that you can go today. And not tomorrow, but you can go in this hour. Not even this hour, you can go in this second. You know what I'm talking about? And the preparation of that is not us getting pat on the back. It's because Brother Willie asked a question yesterday. You know, he asked me and Brother D, he asked us a question about how, what makes us do this here? What makes us come out and be able to, in a spur of a moment, and give or say something about God, you know. What we get out of it, you know what I'm talking about? You know, he said some good stuff, and God led me to say a few things too as well. But I'm telling you, from the bottom of my heart, I know our reward that he has for us. The reward he has for us is not for ourselves. He wants us to share this love that we have inside of us. And if we share this love, the Bible says love, it said what it does, it covers a multitude of sin. You know, it does. Yeah. It takes love to do what we do. I want you to hear me good. It takes love to sit up there. Anybody can give me to throw something out there, but when you care about what you present to the people, help me, Holy Spirit. When you care about what you present to the people, you know, what you often hear say, well, you know, this coming straight from ain't no cuff, it's coming straight from the Holy Spirit, right? We believe that you can alter people's lives when you have a setting like this. If it ain't but one person, you can scatter them. You know what I'm talking about? Not some scatter ain't because you said something to make that it wasn't in the document. Some scatter because they just don't want to hear you. Some scatter, that's what they did to Jesus. You know, that's what they did to John. That's what they did to Peter. That's what they did to Paul, James. All the disciples stood. Everybody didn't want to hear that. There were some people that were getting, hope they never said anything. But now we're living in the days that the word has to go forth. Folks are leaving this earth. They're leaving it rapidly, you know what I'm talking about? And some of them by murder, some by natural cause, some by way of someone accidentally maybe hurt someone, you know. But we know we live in the day that people are leaving this earth. But there was a time that God allowed his people to go in Babylon. That's what I want to deal with it. Jeremiah 29, beginning in verse 4. 29, 20. And God was dealing with the children of Israel because they sinned. You know, God deal with us when we mess up. God will chasten you. God will correct you. God will rebuke you. We live in a time that you want God to do it now. You don't want to wait till you see him and he tells you, get away from me. God working with your iniquity. You want him to see you through Jesus. You want your works to be done, that when he see you, it's because he looked at Jesus on the cross. Now, watch this here. We've been taught, I don't know about a lot of people, but we've been taught he's not just on the cross. He went into a tomb. He did not go in the tomb. He risen. We believe that. And we believe he's at the right hand of God right now. I know there's a whole other subject there, but I want to let you know that when you see the mystery unfold, it's only when God allows you to come in. See, one thing I learned, we don't come with your intellect dealing with God. Don't come with your flesh dealing with God. Deal with God in the spirit. The spirit is the only way you're going to see God. What are you talking about? The Holy Ghost. Allow the Holy Ghost to minister to you. Ask that Holy Spirit to teach you. I'm going to go there real quick, right? Because of the Holy Spirit. I want to go there real quick, you know, because I really believe he left it for us. He left for us to understand that when we look at the word of God, see here, this is what he said to them. He said, "These things have I spoken unto you, be ye yet present with you." He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father was seeing in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. And whatsoever I say unto you, peace I leave with you. My peace, watch this here, I give unto you, not as the world give unto me. He said, give I unto you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I love that. Every time I read that, I read it because I need it for myself. I used to reach out for a lot of people, man. Now God got me reaching them, but just him. You know what I'm talking about? Something you just can't take nobody to, but just only that. I love my brother, you know what I'm talking about? But something I just had to take it to God, you know, and I need him to minister to me with. And he give me the word. See, the Holy Spirit there to comfort you.
No.
You know, it's there because Jesus not here physically walking this earth. You know what I'm talking about? I've been taught now. This might not work nowhere else. I've been taught that we have to focus you towards God. We have to point you to the advocate, Jesus Christ. We have to let you know that all your resources come from there. You can hear us teach. You can hear us preach. You can hear us sing. You can love how we say it. But my brothers and sisters, everything comes from Jesus. The Holy Spirit was in us. If you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior, it's in you too. What we try to do is kindle the fire. Let you get the understanding of it so you can get alive with it. It might bring tears to your eyes. It might bring the repentance to your heart. And say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, what I just heard a while ago, I need thee. You know, that's what we want. We don't want you to leave just talking about how good we sound. We want you to live that it concerns your heart to want to be doing, live a little closer. And maybe God might allow you to speak to somebody. You know what I'm talking about? And when you witness to somebody, if you're doing some true witness, sometimes that witness will come back at you twofold. Yeah, he'll come back at you to tell you while you're telling him that, I hope you're doing the same thing. That word will speak to you. Watch this here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for what you have already done and about to do. We ask you, Father God, we even thank you again for the fallings that we celebrate, Lord, on yesterday, Lord. We thank you for that. Every time I think about how people had jeopardized their lives, Lord, for us to have a freedom that we have today, Lord, I just want to say thank you for the soldiers, young men, young women, even doing it right today as we're falling, as we probably speak, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, still give comfort to that family, Lord. Give that comfort to that family that they know within, Father God, that they took on a task, Father God. Some say they took that task, but Lord, but they did it with bravery, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for the ministry we heard on last night, even Brother with them, and they talked about it for a while, Lord. We thank you for the ministry that you gave yesterday morning. Lord, we never want to be forgetting the people who paved the way for some of us to have freedom, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we're getting your word, Lord. We thank you for Jeremiah, Lord. Jeremiah was a prophet, Lord, that you know of. That was your prophet, Lord. You said in the beginning, you knew why he was in his mother's womb, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you, Lord, use the word today, Lord. Speak to your people, Lord, about captivity, Lord, being in a foreign land, Lord. Speak to your people, Lord, that this land that we're living in right now, it was just pilgrims, just passing through, Lord. Don't let nobody get comfortable in this side, Lord. Know that, Father God, you can come anytime, Lord, and touch our heart, Lord. Touch our heart, Lord, that we always see you. Lord, move any distraction, Lord, when we're moving anything that causes us not to hear your word today. If it's something that holds us down, Lord, remove it so we can receive thy word. Teach and preach your word, Lord, to your people, Lord. These are your people, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to open up our eyes, our heart, and mind, that when we apply the word, let it be done with the Holy Spirit, Lord. Move, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch the ones that maybe still grieving now. You know, I talked to my sister yesterday, Lord. Lord, she's been in the room for a while thinking about her husband, Lord. But only you, Father God, knows, Father God, what went on. Had an incident Sunday, Lord. And I know you blessed in that too, Lord. I'm glad you know I can call on you. You always be there, Lord. I know you're a healer. I know you're a savior, Lord. So I find that friends leave you by yourself, Lord. I feel like family leave you by yourself, but I know, Father God, every time I call on you, you answer my call, Lord. Teach your people how to pray, Lord. Teach them how to call on your name, Lord, and reach to the heal will come out of all our help. All our help come from the Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for how you bless my family, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Jeremiah. Book of Jeremiah 29, beginning in verse 4. Thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, and to all that are carried away in captivity, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. You know, again, the children of Israel was very rebellious. They rebelled, and they had sinful lifestyle. You know, and then God looked at their lifestyle, and he used, we call Babylon, the Chaldeans. He used that area to take his children, Nebuchadnezzar, took them and put them over here and got them over here in captivity. Now they left their land in Jerusalem. Now they're in Babylon. Now Jeremiah was brought up in this area. Now he's finna encourage the children of Israel. But I want to let you know that if you're doing something right now, help me, Holy Spirit. If you're doing something and a little rain come by, help me, Holy Spirit. A little thunder come by, you know, a little trial come by. Don't ask God to remove it. Don't ask God to remove it. Ask God to give you strength. Ask God to give you strength. Ask God to help you while you're in this that we call Christian walk. Don't you know that when he allowed it to happen, he'll give you something to sustain, do it. Now, if he wants you to get out of it, he'll allow a place that you'll get out of it. But at this particular time, the children of Israel have sinned. Now he took them over here, and now he allowed the Chaldeans to hold them down. Watch this. A lot of people died off over here, too, because they stayed over there 70 years. Watch this here again. Thus says the Lord of hosts, God of Israel, unto all that are carried away in captivity, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. He said, build your house and dwell them. He said, dwell in them and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, take ye wives and begat sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to their husband, that they may bear sons and daughters, that they may be increased in their what? And not the demons. And when they dare, you know, when they dare, he don't want them to just stop. You know how people do? They just cut God on and cut them off. He said, "You even though you're over here, I want you to still grow. I want you like the book says." You know, I still believe in the book now. The Bible is right. I believe the Bible hasn't changed. Man changed, but God hasn't changed at all. When God stated it in the beginning, he stated it for the beginning. If I can do this here in Genesis, he says in 1 and 28, God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. Help me, Holy Spirit. and replenish the earth and subdue it, that it may have dominion over the fish of the sea, of the fowls of the earth, and every living thing that moves upon the earth. That is, watch this here. Genesis chapter 1. Just want to let you know, in the beginning, God created man and earth. He made a man in the same image, and he told him to be fruitful. Same way Jeremiah is doing over here. He's telling them to build your house. He said, and then dwell in there. He said, plant the gardens and eat the fruit thereof. He said, then take wives. You know, come on. See, only think about what they did then. See, back then it was more like we would call prejudice, right? You know, Jews didn't marry outside their race. You know what I'm talking about? And see, some of them married outside their race. And what Jeremiah was doing, he said, when you have daughters, let your daughters be taken by a husband, and your husband or the daughter, you know, give them away like this, and so they can increase and they're not damaged. I mean, so we can always, this tree will keep building, because we don't know how long we're going to be here. At the time, they didn't know how long it's going to be there. And it was, we know, because we know the end of the story, they were there 70 years, and some died off, and some were born into this time when they was over there. And we believe Joshua and Caleb was born at this time in Babylon. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look how it went down. He said, and seek the peace of the city, whether I have caused you to be carried away in captivity. And, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, pray. This stuck to me, man. When I, sisters and brothers, this stuck with me. This has called me. I can't speak to nobody else. I'm just speaking for myself on this one. When I read this scripture a while back, and he gave it to me again this morning, it said, seek the peace of the city, whether I cause you to be carried away in captivity, and pray, help me, Holy Spirit, unto the Lord for it. For in peace, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, there you shall have peace. Now, the reason why I struck that, because they was in a unfamiliar place. They were somewhere in captivity. You know, they were exile. Exile means they went away from somewhere to another place. So by being in Babylon, he said, pray. I just read you a while ago what he think about peace. See, the peace I'm talking about, again, is not the peace of the world. This is what he said. This is what he told them over there. And John, again, watch this, y'all. Peace I leave with you, and my peace I give unto you, not as the world give it. Give I unto you. He said, look what he said. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That's in John 14. I want to tell you this, 14:27. I want to tell you this here. See, Jesus, he's no longer physically walking with us right now, but he leaves us that comforter. So at this time, Jesus hadn't came in. He hadn't been on the scene. But Jeremiah was giving them to encourage them, because they was in a foreign land. They was over here, and now he said, I want you, if you're seeking peace, he said, even where the city you in, you can seek this peace. And while you're there, pray to the Lord. Where are you in life that you might be, your heart is your heavy? Where in life do people misunderstand you? What are you doing in life? I heard something again. I'm going to do this, Brother Will. Don't get mad at me. Brother Will tried his best yesterday. We had just ended the little show talking and everything. He tried his best, man. He tried his best. You know, they saw trickery they were saying, right? He gave a little disclaimer, you know what I'm talking about? He tried his best not to cuss, you know. He tried his best. He was trying. They were jugging hard, and they were doing everything. They came in. They came in with it. Woo-doo-woo-doo-woo-doo-woo-doo-woo-doo-woo-doo. Man, I don't want to cuss today. I don't want to do it. You know, y'all, I don't know if y'all would see. I think it was a Godfather when Al Capone, not Al Capone, what's his name, Al Pacino. And he was there in the kitchen one day, and he said, I'll try to get out. And they put me back in. And boy, he went a while, though. He tried his best, though. And they grabbed him a little bit. But I thank God for the growth, though, man. I thank God for the growth, man. Because I remember the time he wouldn't even went that long. God has really blessed them. But I think right here, prayer. You know, them, pray unto the Lord. I like this point. He said, pray unto the Lord for it. You know, see, your it, I don't know what your it is. It might not be peace. It might be financial for some of y'all. You know what I'm talking about? But if you pray for the Lord and ask God to come in your life, and look, I really believe that too. If you take time out and say, Lord, I need you. I need you to come in my life. I need you to help me right here. I really believe, now I might be wrong, but I really believe if you're sincere in your prayer, whatever you ask for God, he'll give it to you. I just believe that. You know what I'm talking about? You can't trick God. You can trick me. But he told us, you know what he told us to do? He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Let me do it again because it might not be in your book. It's in my book, Matthew 6 and 33. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things should be unto you. So if I seek the Lord first, I'm seeking him, not tricking him like I'm just trying to play like I really want him. You know what I'm talking about? If I seek him early, say, Lord, I need you to follow me and hold me all day long. You know, I don't know what you're praying for as a materialistic and tangible thing. I want to tell you, I want to seek your love, Lord. I want your love to come inside of me, Lord, so I can love people better. I want you to come in me, Lord, with forgiveness, Lord, so I can forgive better, Lord. I want you to come so I can be a better friend, better husband, yeah, better wife, better child of God. Lord, come in me, Lord. I can't bring my brother back. I can't bring my brother-in-law back. I can't bring my mother back. Lord, but I know, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know, Lord, if I put my trust in you, one of these mornings, we're going to get to see each other one day. But that won't be the end of the story, Lord. I know that when I see your face, the songwriter say amen, but I want to change it up. I want to say hallelujah because I know once I see your face, Lord, when I was seeking you, not for the food, not for the house, not for the no marriage to stay together, but for you to be what? In fellowship with you. I thank you for your love. I thank you. See, you got to pray specific things, you know what I'm talking about? Something you just want to go straight to him for, but I pray for you to ask him to be in his service, be with him, be in fellowship with him. Pray for that more than the tangibles and materialistic things. Because he know you need food. He know you need a car. He know you need a job. He know you need these things. That's a necessity of his life. He already know you, but he want us to seek him. So that's when I look that way. I'm going to say that again. Let me do this again. It said in verse 7, it said, pray unto the Lord for it. For in that peace thereof shall ye have peace. Some of us need peace. We got so much confusion running around us. Sometimes it can get just so bad around us that we can't even stand ourselves sometimes. Help me, Holy Spirit. But when you ask for God for peace, stand back for that peace. Because I'm gonna do this again, right? Stand back for that peace. What you saying, Eric? Stand back for that peace. Because that peace he got for you, if you stand back and let his spirit come in, my brothers and sisters, he can change something. And I'm going to do this, and I'm going to hurry up, y'all. He said, in that day, shall this song be sung in the land of Judea. We have a strong city. Salvation in God pointed to the walls of the bulwark. Open your gates that the righteous nation will keep the truth may enter in it. He said, thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind who stayed on thee, because he trusts in the Lord. Look what it said, trust in the Lord. He said, forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Let me do it again. He said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Trust in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah everlasting strength. That is Isaiah 26, 1 through 4. If you put your trust in him, if you keep your mind on him, don't put your circumstances bigger than God. Don't put your faith more than God, even if you don't see it moving out your life. Have faith anyway. Even you see the circumstance come up, every time you see it, it's there. Start thanking God for your trial. Start thanking God. Watch peace start moving in. People start taking that no to a yes. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. People start, the doors that have been shut, they'll start opening again. I know I'm right about it. And I'm going to get out of here and say this. But thus says the Lord of hosts, God of Israel. He said, let your prophets in the dividers to be in the midst of you and deceivers. Look what he said, deceive you. Neither hearken to the dreamers which you cause to be dreamers. Watch this here. For thou prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them to, thus said the Lord. There are going to be some people around you that come up to you. That's why I said we have to read. We have to study to show ourselves approved. The Bible says we should go out. We should, some of us should show up, go somewhere and get some kind of devotion. Get in the Word, and when you read, ask God for understanding. Ask Him to teach you what you read, speak to you what you read for understanding. And I guarantee He'll give it to you. If you don't, if you can get with somebody you think can help you with it, open it up. If you don't have too much pride, ask them to show you what the understanding is. They even got books with commentaries in it. They even got Bibles with commentaries. You can get a Bible with it. It'll break the scripture down. If you don't believe in it, watch this. Now, some of them commentaries now, you're going to have to pray on them too now. I'm just giving you what I know. But most of them, they do be on point. You know, I ain't going to say that all of them not on point. But some of them, you have to pray about it. You can, once you get close in God, you know what I'm talking about. Because he said, look at the verse, first days again. For thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. He said, let not your prophets, watch this, y'all, or the diviners, he said, that they be in the midst of you, deceive you neither, hearken unto the dreamers, which you cause to be dreamers. He said, for the prophecy of falsely unto you, he said, unto you in my name, I have not sent them, said the Lord. Now, this stuff is getting good, because there's people out there misleading God's people. You know, he's trying to tell you they might even sound pretty good to you, Reverend. They might sound pretty good to your sisters and brothers. They might even convey it out, and if you don't go read it, then they add some stuff in there. That's why we like to have you in the book with us. That's why we like to. You know what? I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna get in trouble when I say this. Yeah, pray for me now. If a preacher, I'm talking about a preacher now. Y'all gonna get mad at me. I'm just dealing with the preacher right now. If a preacher open up a Bible, read the Bible, and he shut the Bible, and he said nothing about that context of the scripture again, my brother said that you listen for philosophy right now. Somebody is philosophizing to you right now. If that preacher taking that word that he just told you about it and he recited back to you and break it down, that's a different thing. I'm talking about if he don't never bring that scripture back to you, that brother up there is philosophizing. If you got the Word of God, you're supposed to stay in the Word of God. Now, I like to stay in and read it verse for verse. They call that expository teaching and preaching. Look the Word up, right? But when you get, I like to go verse for verse, you know. I like to go give reference to tie into it to help me support it. See, you can argue me all day long, but if you argue the Word, that's between you and God. Help me, Holy Spirit. So that's why I like to stay in the context of the Scripture. Let the Scripture do the teaching and the preaching, and then you can go back and read it again and again and again, and He might give you a little something more. I'm not mad with that, but He said there are gonna be some that come. I didn't send them. That's what he said. I didn't see these. They false. That's what they did. They are false. He said, beware of them. Look what he said. For thus said the Lord that, he said, that after the 70 years be accomplished, here we go, y'all, by accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you and cause you to what? To return into this place. Help me, Holy Spirit. I know I'm in the book, y'all. Now, Jeremiah told them what God told him. He said, I'm going to come back to you. And I'm coming back into a day that the days are getting numbered. They are getting numbers. They gave the number of 70 years, like I told y'all. And then once they have come, he gonna allow a way for them to come to them. Now, some ain't going to leave. Some going to stay. Some going to stay in Babylon. Some going to be able to go back to Jerusalem. But he said, I'm coming back at the end of that 7 years. And that last, in that verse, that called it the D clause, he said, and cause you to return to this place. He said, for I know, help me, Holy Spirit, the thoughts that I think towards you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look what he said. Says the Lord. That Lord is in capital. He said, thoughts of peace and not of evil. Then said, you call upon me, and you should go and pray unto what? Unto me, and I will hearken unto you. I like this stuff. Let me go back again. Let me do this again. That was just for me. I'm going to read this for y'all this time. That third part was for me. He said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. The thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you expected end. Then said you call upon me, but you should go, look at said, and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and look at said, and you shall seek me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Here we go to the book, y'all. And find me, and when you should search for me with what? With all of your heart. I love this stuff here. Mm-hmm. When you get y'all. When you can get God's attention, see, a form of repentance had to come in. When you get God's attention, my brothers and sisters, he can hear you. But he's not going to hear you if you don't repent. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, he had to get them in a place, my brother. He had to get them in a place so they can repent. So once they repented, then he can come in. What I'm talking about. He came in, and oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He came in and he allowed them to sit there for 70 years and go through all of that trials and tribulations. And they probably prayed every day. And he said, I know your thoughts. I know what you're saying to me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I know what you're doing to me right now. He said, you, one thing about it, remember, you can't fool me. You can't fool me, God. You can't fool me. You think you're going to fool the Lord? You crazy. You know what he told him again? Look what he said to him right here. He said, in the Lord appeared unto Solomon by night and said unto him, I'm in 2 Chronicles 7 and 12, right? 2 Chronicles 7 and 12. In the Lord appeared unto Solomon by night and he said unto him, I have heard your prayer. Jesus, and have chosen this place to myself for the house of sacrifice. Let me do it again. He said, the Lord appeared unto, let me put my name there, Eric. Let me put your name there, Reverend Henry. Let me put your name there, God's plan. That's what he said. Lord, I have heard, the Lord had appeared unto, look what it said, unto Eric, Reverend Henry, God's plan, by night, and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for the house of sacrifice. For if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, help me, Holy Spirit. And he said, or if I commanded these locusts to devour the land, or if I sent pestilence, he done it, Doc, with this corona, right? Amongst my people, he said, look what he did. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, to humble themselves and pray and seek what? My face and turn for their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, help me, Holy Spirit, and forgive their sin. Their sin and will heal their land. He said, now my eyes. I get happy when I think about how you good to us, man. He said, now my eyes shall be opened. And my ears attended unto thy prayer that we made in this place. He said, for now have I chosen and sanctified this house. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart should be with their perfection. Man, help me, Holy Spirit. Man, you almost just shut the book when I just did you hear that promise? If we see, what think about I love about God, I'm out of here, y'all. One thing I think about God, you know what I think about what I love about God? We got a place to do it, too. We got to do something, too. We're going to have to do something. We got to repent. We're going to have faith. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he's not going to hear you until you do that. That's what the book said. Now, he said, to my people, humble themselves and turn from their wicked way. That's what the book said, right? And then they seek right. in his faith. Now, I go back over here in Jeremiah. I go back in Jeremiah. Look what Jeremiah said. Then shall you call upon me. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because I'm in the book, man. See, I don't have no bell. I just have the Holy Spirit, right? It kind of ties together, y'all. Let me show. We through with this when I get through with this. Watch this. Watch how this ties up together. Okay, let's look at 12, and let's go back to 11 and Jeremiah 29. I want you to walk with me. Let's read a little bit. 2 Chronicles 7 and 12. Right. It said in the Lord appeared unto Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and chosen this place to myself and for the house of thy son. Now watch this here. For I know thy thoughts. I'm going back. Oh, tell me, help me, Holy Spirit. For I know thy thoughts. That he said, that I think towards you, said the Lord. Look what he said. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a expectant end. Now watch this here. He said, I set up heaven that there will be no rain of the commandments of the locusts of the miles of the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, help me, Holy Spirit, will call by my name, humble themselves, and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then when I hear from heaven, and I will forgive them their sin, and I will heal them in their land. That's what I'm at now, right? He said, and seek ye me, and find me. Oh, I'm in the book, y'all. And you shall search me. Look what he said. With all your heart. And I will find.
That's right.
Look what he said. I will be fine, right, of you, said the Lord. I will turn away the captivity. I will gather from you all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, said the Lord. I will bring you again.
Yeah.
Into the place where I cause you to be carried away and carried away. I'm going to go back here again. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive them their sin, and I will heal their land. Now my eyes shall what? Be open. My ears shall attend. Unto thy prayer that is made in this place. For well, what does it say? For now I have chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart should be there perpetual. Well, I'm telling you, I'm in the book, y'all. And that's what I want to end that with. But I want to tell you before I end it, to tell you like this here. See, the Bible is real crafty, right? When you start knitting the scriptures together with the Spirit of God, when you start knitting together and you start seeing how it ties together, and watch this, if you could take your hand and put them together, like you just put them together like this, jot them in, and you try to put them together and hold them tight and start pulling them away. Once you put the word together, it won't pull away. What pulls away the word from us when we let it go and turn back, what he said, come out of us. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
when he tells her come, but as long as you stay close to him. Now, I'm not saying you ain't gonna make no mistake. I know we don't make mistakes.
Right.
Matter of fact, we probably made one this morning. You know what I'm talking about? But I still believe in this scripture. I still believe the scripture is right. I know it. I just believe in it. Really, for all have sinned and can't show the glory of God. All of us,
right.
But the next scripture says, be justified freely by his grace through the redemption that's in Christ Jesus, who God has sent from the, for the propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare the righteousness and the remission of sin that are in the past, through the forbearance of God. Help me, Holy Spirit. God allowed his son to come down here. Help me, Holy Spirit. He allowed him to come down here and die for us before we even was born. Help me, Holy Spirit. Knew we were going to mess up. knew even these people in church, like they ain't never made no mistake. Yes, they have. I heard a man say the other day, you know, he said he bragged. You know how to do this. Y'all have to follow me with this, and I'm cool if you don't. You know, I heard a man brag. I ain't never been no penitentiary. Mama kept me out of penitentiary, but I did dust and dust. It's almost like a hypocrite, right, to me. You tell me you ain't been nowhere, but you're in church sinning. This is worse than someone outside the church. You know why? Because you know better. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
you know better. You in church and you know better. You want to boast because you ain't been in the penitentiary, but you doing everything under the Son of God. You know what I'm talking about. We read chapter 7. I ain't going to go through it, though. We read chapter 7 yesterday, right? And the people missed the judgment, mixed the judgment up, right? See, but he said, how can you get the most out of my brother's eyes? He said, you got a big old beam in your eyes. He said, what you need to do is make sure you get that beam out of your eye so you can help your brother clearly. He said, and when you do this, Reverend, watch this. Don't be like a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be like one saying, you up there telling somebody something, you doing the same thing, bro. That's a hypocrite. You telling somebody not to do something, but I gave a little bit of that, my brother. I told them, you still can witness to the person. You just tell that person. You know what you can tell that person? You tell that person right then. Help me, Holy Spirit. You can tell that person right then. Now, I know I'm jail something. But brother, I see you in going the wrong way. Don't be like that, man. This ain't mm-hmm. for you, man. I mm-hmm. know you doing this for the Lord. I know you want to do this for the Lord. I'm telling you, I know I'm wrong. I know what they tell me, and how can I tell you something I'm doing wrong? But let me tell you this, brother. I want to tell you this because I've been there, man. I know it ain't too late for none of us, but I want to tell you, man, don't look at me. Look at Jesus. He can help you.
Amen.
Let me show you what I'm talking about. I love God. You know, there's a way God to give you the word to witness to somebody, but don't use it in a condemning way. You see what I'm saying? Don't go to the prison. You're going to hell. You know, you're going to hell. You're going to nobody on this phone will tell where nobody gonna go, but your actions probably show it though sometimes. but nobody gonna really know, man. When we stand for God, look at the thief on the cross. Look at the thief on the cross. Whoever thought of the thief on the cross? He told him just because he said your faith. You know, his faith did that. He said, but this day you will be with me in prayer. I thank God for the word. If it was something that I said, you know, that you didn't hear from God, watch this now. If you didn't hear from God, we pray for that he give it to you. You know, we pray that he touch your heart with the Holy Spirit within. We believe that he's real close. We believe he's coming back. And we believe that don't be the one to be left out. Please don't be the one to be left out. I really believe that he's getting closer and closer. Ain't nowhere in the world that we're going to keep on waking up and turning on the news that now tragedy is not going to be on it. Some is more unbearable to see. You know, and I said this yesterday, Brother Willie, we're not living in normalcy anymore. It's not there no more. You can forget it. We'll never go back to normalcy. You know what I'm talking about? Look how everything going around us now. Everything's doing his own thing. But I know one man, he's going to come back, though, and he's going to bring us back to normalcy if he ain't already with him, right? Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank God for the word. Thank you, guys. I ask you to pray for me and the ministry that we try to do every day and keep us in your prayer, man. We don't force nobody to say nothing, you know, but we just thank you for your prayers, man. I was wanting to bring the lesson and I opened it up, and God took me to jail, man. I thank God for that. I thank him for the spirit that he gave us. And serving God, what is it? Serving God where you are. Serving God where you are. Our sister sent this to us.
Yeah.
And it says, he said, we don't always know why something's happened. Help me, Holy Spirit. But we do know that God has a good purpose for each of us. When we live faith and obedience, God will lead us. Oh, help me. No matter what our time or place of life is, we can always serve God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Hey, I like that. And I'm going to tell you this here. I'm going to do this again. serving God, where are you at? Can have you ever just wanted to say, well, you know, because that's what we're doing now. I'm in my office serving. I don't know what you're doing, what you're serving right now. I know for a fact that you can serve the Lord. You don't have to be in no church. Now, I ain't going to sit and tell you this, but the Bible said, forsake not the assembly of together. I believe it's assembly right now. When we assemble, we are assembly right now. But if you say you are, if you say you are a believer, that'll see you sometime in the house. You know, that'll see you sometime in the house. You know? And the more you get with it, so you can, you know, God can help you, you know, whatever, teaching the Bible, preaching the Bible, constant to your heart, not to your flesh. You know, I thank and Martha for this. I see the thing said May 31st, 2006. Well, you got some literature there, though. You've been holding on to. Thank God for it. If you just want to go read it, it says 2 Timothy 2:1-7. But I love how it says, serve God where you are. Serve God where you are. You know, you love him where you're at, man. You know, wherever you're in your life, I guarantee you, just take that step towards him. It's not in the Bible like that. But take a step towards God. Seek God while he may be found. He's near, too. Because he's getting nearer to us every day. I ask you, if it be his will, you know, for myself, and I pray for anybody else to stay connected to, if it be his will, you know, I'm going to try to be back on tomorrow. Brett, Reverend, you got something?
Man, it's beautiful, man. I got Thanksgiving, man. Thank God for how he's blessed us this morning. Thank God for how he's still talking to us, Reverend. He's still communicating to us, even giving us another chance to try to get it right. So I'm trying to get it right and encouraging us along the way. I just want to thank him and say, serve God where you are. Praise the Lord. And that was a message in a message even to what you read this morning. You know, they had to still continue to try to serve God. You know, he may allow things to come upon us, but if we keep that trust in him, like you said, oh, man, he'll bring us through. Even if he leave us in it a while, he'll still build our faith and bring us through. So I just want to thank God for lessons and praise the Lord. Beautiful Aunt Martha sent me touched by a stranger. Praise the Lord, touched by a stranger. Romans 12:3-16, also Romans 12:10. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. Praise the Lord. She says opportunities to be kind are never hard to find. Opportunities to be kind are never hard to find. And we in this day and world we're living in, we got plenty of opportunities to be kind. Because evil seems like it's running rampage. But God can bless us to continue to show his love. Praise the Lord, just as you taught us this morning, continue to show his love. Hold hands and jump. Hold hands and jump. It said those who trust God can help others to do the same. So I thank God how he blessed you this morning. How you in the lesson you took us by the hand and you jumped into that thing with faith. Oh, hallelujah. And how the Holy Spirit blessed you to take us through the scriptures. So we just thank God. I just want to say thank you for the message and the messenger this morning in Jesus' name. Good Lord. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Man, truly God has blessed us today. Thank you. We're at the point of our service. If one want to push the one button and say God, thank you, one prayer, or say that whatever they got out of the lesson, or say whatever's on their heart at that moment now. Praise the Lord.
Wherever you go and pray, nobody hit the one button. You go and pray.
Praise the Lord. But praise the Lord. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father, we are so thankful that you allowed us this time that we may come and reason in your word, Father God. Bless us. Help us to meditate on this that you've given us, Father God, that we may bless ourselves and bless someone as well. Thank you for your word, Father God. Thank you how you've given us explanations in your word and you're revealing things to us in your word. Thank you, Father God. You're blessing us to take it and knit it together. And oh, hallelujah. Thank you for the blessing of cross references that we may fully understand your word, your will, your way for us, even in our life. Thank you for the strength that you've given us as we go through the in and out of storms, Father God, in and out of trials and tribulations. You allow us to raise our hand and say thank you in the midst of trials, in the midst of hurt, in the midst of heartache. We still just lift our hand and say, Lord, we thank you. We trust you in it, Father God, for we know you're allowing things to be that we may be better for you. You're allowing things to be that we may trust in you more. You're allowing things to be, Father God, but you know you are the only one that knows just what it takes. Hallelujah, for each and every one of us, Father, continue to have your way in our lives, Father God. Continue to keep us close to you. Continue to bless our hearts that we may yearn for you more and more, Father God, for we know if we keep our hand in your hand and trust you that you will lead us, hallelujah, in the right way, Father. Continue, Father God. We never wanna get out the way. We never wanna go astray. But by some reason or some fault, Father God, some may have slipped away. Bring them back, Father. Hallelujah. Into your fold. Hallelujah. Continue to let us not abuse grace, but take grace for what it's for, Father God, just in case we do fall, but just in case we need a little more mercy, Father God. Bless us. Hallelujah. Not to abuse it, Father God, but take for what it's meant for. We just want to say we love you, Lord, and thank you for again this opportunity that you've given us to commune with you. Bless us not to let it stop here, but to continue to commune with you, Father God, so you may show your light in us. Show, even if the places are dark within us, you may allow your light to shine, and we would remove the hindering things that will stun our growth, Father God. We will remove them out of the way as the scriptures read, Father God. And the beam that's in our eye. Hallelujah. We can remove it out that we may see clear, see better, that your gospel, hallelujah, may be true in us. And oh, hallelujah, that we may be more effective to lead our people. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you again, Father, for the message and the messenger. And thank you, Father, for allowing us to be your people. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to go through trials and tribulations, to be tried by fire. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for we know that when we're tried, we shall come through as per gold.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for every trial and tribulation. Thank you, Lord, for every brown and tear, Father God. For we know, even if we cry, we know you have instilled hope in us. We continue to pray for those that are bereaved in heart, Father, that you may continue to strengthen them. Let them know, Father God, hallelujah, that you're still there and you still care. Hold them, Father, in your arms, Father God, like you always do, Father. We thank you, Father, for your tender care. In Jesus' name, again, I say thank you for the message and the messenger and the receptive spirit that will take this in, hallelujah, and make it be a blessing unto them that we may be better for the ongoing of thy kingdom. In Jesus' name, we pray and we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Here we are.
What you got, Doc?
Yeah, I just want to let it be known, you know, we can, as we open our heart, we can continue to learn. You know, I've been on this road a while, but God blessed me through a teenager one day. You might know him. We was praying around the table one day. And, you know, we got through and she said, wait a minute. Let us listen to see what God would have to say back. And you know, that blessed my heart. And every time I think about it, every time I pray, you know, her little voice come up. Like I said, you might know her. She a doctor now, but God bless her.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know you're right.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm God. Okay, dear Doc, that's beautiful.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
voice, a young lady, tears rolling down her face. She said to me, we need to rush to the hospital. But there's a choir member whose baby is lying at the point of death. We rush to Memorial Hospital. That's the mother and a father. I want you to know, while they were waiting, I begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we need you. How many know when the doctor said no? Jesus can still say yes. The doctor told the mother, call the family in. He was preparing them for the worst. I told the mother to call the family in. So we just praise God in advance for what he was getting ready to do. How many know God can take total?